latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
The way that people consume music has changed and fragmented over the past 10 years. The top songs and artists on a chart may not have as big an audience as they once had, but TCM believes there's still tremendous value in music charts. That's because bestseller lists and popularity charts will always have a place in societies where people wonder what other people are paying attention to, listening to, and buying. This week, the TCM update has a round-the-world ticket to discover the biggest Christian songs across America, Canada, the UK, New Zealand, and Australia. We start off in the world's biggest market for Christian music, America. And Australia is well represented with two songs in the US top five on Billboard's Hot Christian Song Chart, which aggregates radio airplay, sales, and streaming data. For King & Country's song Priceless is number five. Skillet's Feel Invincible is number four. Ryan Stevenson's Eye of the Storm is number three. United's Oceans, Where Feet May Fail is number two after almost 2 years in the top five. And Hilary Scott's Thy Will is the top song. Now, Hilary is the lead singer with Lady Antebellum. Only one title from the US top five is in Canada's CCRC survey. Jeremy Camp's hit Christ in Me is number five. That's not getting a lot of airplay anywhere else apart from Canada at the moment. Ryan Stevenson's Eye of the Storm is number four. Toby Mac's Move, Keep Walkin' is number three. Mercy Me's Dear Younger Me is number two. And Canada's top song is a local act, Lovin' the Outcome with The God I Know. So far, what's happening in the US and Canada is similar to Australia, but we'll get to that. In the UK, things are very different. Teen trio The Rubies is number five with Breathtakingly Beautiful. The alternative rock band Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is number four with It Was You. Rapper KJ52 is number three with Tonight. United is number two with Say the Word, and at number one is Heathens, the song written and recorded by the American duo 21 Pilots. Like U2, 21 Pilots is a band that's open about their faith, but as one writer put it, they continue to sneak like a hacker through the world's default gospel rejection mechanism. In New Zealand, the top five songs on Christian radio are different again. Number five is One Republic's Kids. Number four, Rend Collective's Every Giant Will Fall. Number three, Urban Rescue's Never Stop. Number two, Crowder's Run Devil Run. And at number one is Bread of Stone's song, The Change. If you haven't heard of Bread of Stone before, they've recorded five albums to date, mixing rock, hip-hop, pop, and adult contemporary influences to create what one reviewer calls a hybrid masterpiece. And finally, returning home to where the songs are more familiar on Australia's TCM chart. Hawk Nelson's Live Like You're Loved is number five. Brit Nicole's Through Your Eyes is number four. That's a future number one in my book too. For King & Country's Priceless is number three. The After's Battles is number two. And the most played song on Australian Christian radio for a fifth week in a row is 10th Avenue North's What You Want. As we've seen, there's a remarkable array of Christian music and artists available worldwide. And no matter what your taste, with a little research, you'll have no trouble finding something you'll really like. I'm Cam Want with the TCM update.